Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, Dooners past 4 p.m. Thanks to everyone who downloaded the Bigfoot podcast. You can continue to do that. It's living there on your platforms. And we'll be playing it on the show at about 5:40 if you want to tune in live. Thanks to everyone who has been to Hardee's already. We put up double what our first week goal was, which was $10,000 in the first week. That's the most we've ever done. You guys doubled that and did $20,000 through Hardee's breakfast, lunch, dinner, through the drive-thru. That's already in the hands of Operation Food Search. So people will literally have Thanksgiving dinners who weren't going to have it. And a lot of these people who are being helped, it's not even about Thanksgiving dinner. It's about food. It's about calories because they don't have enough food. So very proud of you guys. You always come through, always make us look good. Speaking of calories, Jeff Fitter single-handedly ruined the DGS today with his full-blown turkey dinner from Super Smokers.
Yum.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You know, I was telling Andrew when he called me, that's a big thing to live up to. I really appreciate those words because, as a fat man, there isn't a better holiday than Thanksgiving. And I kid you not, before I brought that food to you, I had Thanksgiving meal at the restaurant. It's crazy. It's my favorite holiday, and I appreciate the kind words.
I mean, here's the thing. When you eat a full-blown Thanksgiving dinner, you go lay on the couch and watch football. You don't do a four-hour live radio show.
Well, you know, I brought you some sugar, though. I mean, I figured that the caramel, apple, caramel, gooey butter cake would give you enough energy to make it.
Jeff, that stuff is seriously good.
Sue went face down in it. She didn't even use her hands.
Oh, it's so good.
During the COVID era. So I like whenever my friends like Jeff Fitter and Jeff Dill bring food in, we're always promoting something. And we were so excited to get the food back upstairs. I didn't even ask Jeff, like, so what's the deal? Can people? I'm just like, thanks, see ya. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
You know, it's I heard that on the radio and I thought, you know, I could text, but We did sell everything that we brought you today, as well as some pre-sliced turkey breast was all for sale. We actually, I think we have maybe 5 or 6 turkeys left and maybe 10 or 15 pounds of turkey breast left that we could probably still sell. But we pretty much sold out of all the side items and everything. So it's been fantastic in what is turning out to be, well, the weirdest year of my 49 years of life. It's been a great Thanksgiving season so
and
far.
And you are opening a new Super Smokers, right?
We are. It feels, to be honest, a little weird to announce or talk about it given today's circumstances, but it's something we've been working on. I've actually, Michelle and I were looking actually in this location last year. June is when we started meeting with the developer and trying to figure out the right space for us. But we are opening up a second location in Afton, Missouri, at the Afton Plaza. Literally, if you know much about Afton, it's literally the crossroads of Maine and Maine. Graboids and McKenzie, right behind the Dairy Queen. It's been there for, I think it predates Afton. It's been there so long. So we're super excited to be going in there. It'll be spring, March, April-ish, by the time all the construction's done. But we're going to do barbecue like normal, what you get in the menu every day in Eureka. But we're expanding the kitchen and expanding the menu. My mentor, and good friend Curtis Louvier is the winningest gumbo cook-off champion in New Iberia, Louisiana, where they have the World Gumbo Cook-off. And he has helped me fall in love with Cajun food. So we're adding Cajun, a full Cajun menu to the lineup to the menu, and yeah, we're excited about it.
And here I thought I was your mentor.
Well, that different kind of mentor.
Okay,
different
good. Kind. We'll leave that alone. Well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Why don't you give all the info on the current Super Smokers?
We're still downtown, beautiful downtown Eureka. Telephone number 636-938-9742. Follow us on all social media at Super Smokers BBQ. And, of course, supersmokers.com. We'll get you order online. And we're doing curbside, carry out, and delivery within a five-mile radius. So come and see us.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. I have mixed emotions about him right now.
Boy, that's good.
Oh, the mentor thing?
No, the full belly thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really
happy.
The
crack cake thing.
Man, that...
Speaking of food, we had a Pantera's pizza over the
weekend.
Way!
Nice!
From the Florissant one.
Oh.
Yep.
That's disappointing.
Or Hazelwood, I guess, actually.
Did it feel like the old one?
I haven't had a Pantera's pizza in decades, but it seemed like... It seemed like the old...
I heard they hit you there.
Maybe. It was hard to get the kids to order a hunk.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we did it.
From one Jeff to another, Jeff, thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
How you doing, Dave?
Good, man.
You know, the question I've always had about the election in general was the fact that ever since Trump got in office, it wasn't that long ago where the comedian that had the severed head covered in blood, you know, everybody thought that was a big joke. And just the hatred and the vile that they've had for Trump over the last 4 years. I mean, you can hear these actors and all these people in Hollywood and everywhere else, you know, we have to do whatever we can to get rid of him and get him out of office. And it just, it doesn't surprise me with the way he runs his mouth sometimes. But the one thing you cannot deny about Trump is the fact that he put the country first. Sometimes he ran his mouth a little too much, but from what I can tell, he put the country first, you know, or at least tried to. But the whole time he spent fighting the Democrats over every stupid thing they can think of. And I haven't heard one word about Hunter Biden's laptop that was in that they came out with and all that stuff. It's just, with all the hatred and vile that they've had for him, I wouldn't be surprised if the fix was in. But like you guys said, the whole fact is trying to prove it.
Yeah.
But people in this country should be, I don't want to say up in arms, but should be pretty pissed off, because it sure seems like there was a lot of crooked crap going on when they were counting the votes.
I don't know. I think there's crooked crap that goes on every single election, but that's a far, far cry from what the president and his legal team, and I use that term loosely, alleged. I think here's what I would have done. If I were the president or his attorneys, if I really thought I had the evidence, I would have been very quiet about it. I would have said, we are going to contest this election. We have until December 14th, and we'll get back with you. What I wouldn't have done is I wouldn't have done what the president did, which was go on 3 weeks ago and said it was rigged and it's fixed, because he didn't know. And I wouldn't have had Giuliani and Sidney Powell go out and talk about Hugo Chavez and space aliens, because it was so dumb. It was so dumb. Stay quiet. Keep your powder dry. Hold your cards close to your vest. That way, if you can't prove it, you don't look so ridiculous. But like I said to Chad Pleben, I think I have a little bit of a soft spot for Trump in this way. He hired the attorneys, but he got a crap job from those attorneys. My Lord. I mean, Giuliani was almost literally laughed out of court. I read the salient part of the Pennsylvania judge's 37-page opinion. If you have any doubts, go read it, because it's not just Giuliani stupid. It goes chapter and verse, line by line, with his lawsuits, and they are, when I was a first-year attorney, If I were to turn that into a partner, I would have been fired.
Wow.
And I mean literally.
Wow.
So it's Trump, the worst thing I've ever seen.
Wow, Dave.
Trump haters will say that Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani are behaving that way because the president is insisting that they do it, that he's forcing them to do that. I don't know. Maybe. But how does that hit you? Like, as
I've been there.
Rudy Giuliani really, would these lawyers really say whatever you like?
They did.
We don't have the evidence.
I think a better question is, would they be allowed to go out and give a press conference without the consent of their client? I mean, how often does a lawyer just go out and speak to the press against their client's wishes?
No doubt.
Look, I don't know anything, right. But here's my gut. My gut is you're either in or out with the president.
Yeah.
And two law firms resigned in the last 3 weeks.
Right.
My intuition is they said to him, yeah, there's some funny business, but we're not even 1%
right
to getting this overturned. And he probably said, well, you're of no use to me. And they said, good, we quit. Giuliani will do anything.
But they're done now.
Lawyers aren't supposed to do anything.
But
lawyers,
they're done now.
Yeah.
If they don't have a case.
Well, they were done anyway.
And they've
but
done,
now they look silly.
Right. But now they've tarnished their reputation.
It was Giuliani's job to protect the president from looking silly.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do his job.
Mm-hmm.
He got way over his skis. It was Giuliani's job to tell the president the truth.
Yeah.
Look, I've been an attorney talking to far more powerful people than me who were clients, like doctors and hospitals, that I had to tell them, yeah, our doctor screwed up. Our doctor is responsible for the death of this plaintiff. That's never easy. Sometimes they get mad. Sometimes they throw books. But that's your job. If you lead them down the primrose path, they're going to get nailed at trial. And then you're going to look dumb and they're going to look dumb. So Giuliani did not do his job.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm such a believer in the law and lawyers that when Giuliani said all that crazy stuff, I kept my mind open.
Well, yeah, because you know that he's done. He's damaged his reputation. If you're going to use words like biblical and release the Kraken and be sensational like that, and you don't have anything, you're done.
It's a real disservice to the president.
He's been retired for years anyway, and he doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have a career to hurt anymore, but he has a reputation and a legacy to damage, and he does damage to the fight against voter fraud if you cry wolf like that. So it just, yeah, I wonder if it's the president saying, go out there and say these words, or if they are
like
telling
I said,
him, we have this, and they want to go, and they're going.
This congressperson has filed formal charges to get Giuliani disbarred. Yeah. I know a couple of people who've been disbarred for way less.
Yeah.
Way less. One of the things as being an attorney is you have to avoid the very appearance of impropriety. And going on national television and saying things that are ridiculous on behalf of your client who happens to be the leader of the free world, I think that qualifies. And again, the proof's in the pudding. If all these crazy assertions that they made were actually true, they would still be making them.
Yeah.
They would be saying, you know, and once again, I heard from one of the surrogates this morning on Fox, oh, we're filing a blockbuster next week. We're filing a blockbuster. Okay.
Jason on Twitter says, is it fair to point out that they are trying to do the work in a matter of weeks that would ordinarily take months or years?
No.
Well, that's true, but that doesn't mean that you...
It is what it is.
Yeah, that
that's your job. That's like saying, right. Is it fair to point out that the quarterback only has a minute to score a touchdown? No, because that's what you have to do.
Right.
But there's a difference between a quarterback throwing a Hail Mary and getting an interception. There's a big difference between that and a lawyer throwing a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
We don't get to do that.
Right.
You don't get to do that. And so, no, I don't feel for them at all. You do your job the best you can, given what it is. Mm-hmm. You don't waste your time having press conferences outside a landscaping place next to an adult bookstore.
So what do you think the purpose of it was? Why do you think that they would make all of these decisions knowing that they couldn't reveal, you know, whatever evidence they might have, knowing that they couldn't reveal it? What do you think the point of these press conferences was?
Great question.
Was it to rile people up? Was it to just keep a story going? Is it more important to just keep the narrative going than it does to actually produce evidence?
They got over their skis in an inexcusable way, and they allowed themselves to get wrapped up with conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
And they just couldn't hold back. And it's sort of like telling each other scary stories. And then you get up there. You can watch, I forget her name. Jenna Ellison, is that her name? The blonde attorney that was standing behind. You can watch her getting increasingly uncomfortable with Sidney Powell. And even Giuliani's.
Giuliani's wiping his sweat away, like having a bad time.
Hello, Austin. Go ahead.
Dripping down his cheeks.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I just have an idea of why they could possibly be going at this the way they are. You gotta remember, like, we're kind of in the middle of, I mean, I don't want to sound too crazy, but a book-burning level of censorship in our society right now, especially towards conservatives. And big tech is all in on this, okay? And they're pushing stuff down. So wouldn't you think that maybe a good strategy or even a strategy would be to go out and say, look, before they try to get rid of some of this stuff or before they shut down your accounts, go look at it. I mean, I am so thankful that now we literally have a website, and I would encourage all you guys to do this. Go to www.hereistheevidence.com, and you can look at all of these irregularities, all these reports of fraud, allegedly, of course. But it's my point. I would just want to wrap around and say it's a good idea to maybe get people thinking on their own about this. And I understand that as an attorney, you have a job to prove your case and have evidence. But at the end of the day, if they want to talk their case up, that's a strategy. But they don't owe us the evidence right now. They owe the court evidence.
I trust that they have it. But your trust is misplaced because they filed over 30 lawsuits. And so far, they've all but two been thrown out. And the other two, they got nothing.
Well, not all of them were by Trump. I mean, they were assisting them, but with what Rudy Giuliani says, only three of them have been officially filed by Team Trump. They were simply associated with private parties filing all of those lawsuits that you're talking about right now.
Yeah, but my point is, nothing has stuck. Nothing. And so if what you have is, quote unquote, biblical fraud, and we're going to overturn the whole election, and you filed three lawsuits and others have filed upwards of 30, and you've been laughed out of court and excoriated by the judges, then what are they doing?
Well, I don't know, because you got to remember Pennsylvania. I mean, their attorney general came out and said, I believe it was the attorney general, said, oh, yeah, we're totally not even going to let Trump win. Like, he virtually said this.
Austin, let me ask you a very pointed question. Why is it?
Okay, and the other couple of lawsuits.
It's his show. He gets to ask the question. Go ahead, Dave.
He's gone. My question was going to be, why is it so much easier for you to believe that everyone is in on a conspiracy than it is the fact that Trump lost the election and can't prove fraud? Why is it so much easier to believe this gigantic conspiracy, which, by the way, your boy Rush Limbaugh called out today and said it was ridiculous?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bunch of people on both sides calling about the election. Take a couple more phone calls. You never take advice. Hello, Karen. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question and a comment. First of all, I'm Van's listener, very loyal to your station.
Thanks.
And to our president and the election. I worked the election this year, and I walked away from it thinking, as a conservative, I walked away from it thinking, my goodness, I wish our government could work as good as both the sides we worked together at the election. But I also saw how what they're saying could easily have happened because we had some of those situations at the local election. But that's not my comment. My comment is, in listening to you today, I want to ask you your facts. Do you have facts that both of those attorneys were let go and that they quit? Or is that an opinion from your panelists today, from your radio from your speakers today, Dave Glover and the rest of you? Because and what I'm saying is that my understanding is Sidney Powell is she's a civil attorney and that her case was going to take longer and that she pulled back so that she could pursue that case because it was going to take longer and it would have held them back.
Yeah,
so I don't see that as quitting.
Okay, I can answer that very quickly. The president and Rudy Giuliani put out statements in writing that you can see that says Sidney Powell is in no way associated with the legal defense of Trump.
Right, but that doesn't say she was let go or quit.
Well, it doesn't really matter. It's Trump saying...
Well, that's because we don't want to mislead people.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So are you saying that... I'm sorry, Karen, I'm having a hard time deciphering what you mean. So
sure.
You're saying since she was never affiliated officially, we shouldn't report that she's no longer affiliated because she was always working separately?
Well, no. She was working with the legal team, and I believe that because it was going to take longer... And I felt too when she said, "Oh, I'm not going to put this out until next Wednesday." I thought, "Oh, you're holding this team up because the part of their case needed to move forward faster."
Well, I can tell you this: that would be crazy way to do it. That would be an insane way to do it. There's something in the law and logic and just basic intelligence to look at something and say, what is the most reasonable reading of this? And when the president's camp puts out a written statement that says Sidney Powell is no longer in any way, shape or form associated with us. And then Rudy Giuliani comes out and says she is no longer a part of this team. It kind of doesn't matter to me whether she quit or she was fired. They're disassociating themselves from her. Then you look at the surrounding facts and the fact that even, like I said, Rush Limbaugh went after her and just eviscerated her for being so crazy. So for me, it doesn't really matter how she is no longer associated. The clear import to me is she said crazy things and Trump and Giuliani, and I think a lot of it was Rush Limbaugh. Totally my guess, but I know that he has a president's ear. When Rush Limbaugh says, this is nutbag, and then she's suddenly gone the next day, 2-2. So, but I don't have any inside information. I don't know Sidney Powell. I've never met the president. I'm just looking at things and saying, well, here's what seems to be the most reasonable to me.
When you have press conferences and you have a group of people and you know each of the, handful of people there and they all get their time to speak, and then all of a sudden,
one of them's gone.
Is not there anymore.
And a written statement comes out.
They've been removed from the team.
Yeah.
Whether or not they
I should have thought of this.
Whatever relationship.
Karen, also, Sidney Powell put something out saying, I understand the president's actions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you say that when you've quit. Although if she quit, who cares? Why does it
She said she's still working on her cases.
Yeah, her cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a hobbyist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Here's another thing I'm going to say. I truly do. I love mixing it up with you guys. I just try to call balls and strikes. But I think you're mad at me because the president lost. And because the president hasn't brought any evidence to the public or the courts. Now, you can be mad at me all you want. And you can love the people who spoon feed you baby food. But it doesn't change anything. He still has until December 8th, which is Safe Harbor Day. Then he has until December 14th, which is the day the Electoral College actually meets. And I said it the day after the election. I've said it every day since, literally. I'll say it until those dates. Until the president concedes, I want him to have due process. I want him to have access to the courts. I want him to be able to do or say anything he wants. But if he can't bring proof of sufficient voter fraud to overturn the election, it's not Dave Glover's fault.
True.
It's just the way it is. And you can be mad all you want, and you can believe the pundits who just want to pat you on the butt, but it doesn't change anything. And if between now and then, the president's team does bring the evidence, I'll be the first to say, congratulations, still President Trump.
Looks like President Trump just signed off on President-elect Biden receiving classified intelligence reports.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, they're starting the, he's approved the transition process to get started.
Just, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Pretty much every conservative pundit out there now, including Brian, including Rush,
Laura Ingram,
Tucker Carlson, they're all saying the same thing. I don't know what to tell you. Dave, what are we looking at for the holiday?
Oh, thank goodness. Let's get to some weather.
It's looking gloomy out there right now.
That's my
Dave.
Opinion. Yeah, there's a big batch of rain just out to our west. It's headed here. We've got rain overnight. If there's a rumble of thunder, a flash of lightning, don't be surprised. And there could be some very heavy rain at times overnight. The winds will be up. It's all rain. 48 will do it for the low. Wednesday, I think the rain continues during the morning, kind of tapers off around midday. Gloomy day, most of the day in the 50s, but by about this time, we should be in the upper 40s. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, still looking great. Partly sunny, 55. Friday, partly sunny, 55. Saturday, sunny, 52 degrees. A little cooler Saturday. Sunday, clouds will dominate. There's going to be a couple of showers around on Sunday, maybe a couple of sloppy, wet snowflakes with temperatures in the 40s. Though that thing on Sunday does not look like a big deal, rain or snow.
Dave, we're going to do a report card. Have you done that with us yet?
No.
Where
I
we
haven't.
Rank things? Do you want to hang on and do it?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we take a break, Rach? And we'll come back.
What do I got to lose?
More than you know. And when we come back, we'll do a report card. And then we'll have the real pundits on. At 5 p.m., we'll have Speaker Tim Jones and Jeff Smith.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. From fighting about the election to the report card of sandwiches. That is the DGS. Okay, Dave, so this game is something that Rach made up, ripped off, doesn't matter. And we take anything and we rank it from A plus all the way down to F. There are room for two in each grade. And we just have to come to a consensus. And we have to do it quickly this time because we're packed. You guys ready?
Sure.
Sandwiches. The BLT.
How is that not an A plus?
Because it has the T.
Because it has the L.
Yeah, I can go without the L or the T.
It's a classic sandwich. It's wonderful no matter when. But especially when tomatoes are in season.
I've gotten quite a few bad ones, though.
If it was just B.
They don't give you very much B.
If it was just B with no L or T or bread, that would be better, I think.
Oh, my goodness. So then it wouldn't be a sandwich.
Is the bread toasted?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Whatever you want it to be, Dave.
Okay. You know, when I was growing up,
we don't have time for this, Dave Murray.
In fact, I wouldn't even eat a tomato. Now I love tomatoes. I'm going to give it a B plus.
B for bacon.
B for bacon.
B for bacon.
How about C? How about C?
Where are you, Rach?
I'm probably at a B because while I love a BLT, it has to be good. I've gotten quite a few bad ones in my time, but I am picking off BLT.
I'm kind of an F too. So let's put it at C.
Could be bad.
I'm fine with C.
And Dave Murray, it can always move. Yeah. We can negotiate.
We'll move them around.
The end of the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Negotiate. We'll move them around.
But we got to move here because
next up,
we don't have a lot of time.
PB&J.
In accordance with other sandwiches, I'm like an F. I'm sorry.
Overrated.
Yeah. How about D or C for PB&J? Yeah.
They're great.
I'd say D.
Yeah,
PB&J and D.
Okay. Next up.
I give it a C.
Grilled cheese.
If you get a bad A+. One, it's not great, but it's really good if it's good.
A plus or A.
Did you say B plus, Dave?
No, I said A plus.
A plus.
Yeah.
I'm like a B.
Sounds like it averages to an A.
Okay. A it is.
Wow, we are smoking this.
We
list.
Are. Next up is the star of 2020, the fried chicken sandwich. You pick your poison.
Pretty good.
Remember when that was our biggest concern in the country?
Yeah, don't get killed in the Popeyes drive-thru.
Was getting a chicken sandwich, like, if only that was what we worried
it really
about.
It really depends where you get it from.
Yep. Yeah.
How about like a B or a C?
I'm thinking that. Are we doing two in each category or three in each category? Okay, gotcha.
How about B?
I'm okay with B.
B for bacon.
Okay, only because the only fast food I've had in the last couple of years was
Chick-fil-A.
A chicken sandwich.
Oh.
At Chick-fil-A.
If it's a Chick-fil-A sandwich, it's an A+.
I got to give it an A if it's a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's fair.
We'll put in B for now.
Sure. Next up, the French dip.
Chick-fil-B.
Ooh, I love a French dip.
Oh, boy, she likes French dips.
Oh, I do like those. I'm at least a B. I'm happy with B and up. For the French dip.
I'm right there with her on that one. I would go B and up.
Yeah,
I could drink that as you, like it's the beverage.
Sticking the straw in the
I'll agree with
cup
that.
Of all right,
sounds like a B. Next up, my friend, the Sloppy Joe.
Oh, man.
I got to go like with the PB&J. With the Sloppy Joe, I like
Same
the
here.
Sloppy Joe, but if I'm going for a sandwich, there's better options.
I've been craving
I agree.
A sloppy
Me too.
Joe the last
I have
days.
Too. It's not even
that's,
fair.
So I that's can't, the key.
I
you have to crave
C.
It.
Yeah. How about C?
Right? I think they're totally overrated.
Really?
I'm a D.
Yeah.
All right, D. We
Sounds
can
like
D.
D.
I'm a B. I'm B as in boy.
We can go C then.
Just a boy and his sloppy
we'll
Joe.
All right, that's fair.
Just a boy named Joe. Sloppy, they called him.
Next up.
That's what they. If Biden never gets drunk, we can call him Sloppy Joe.
The club sandwich.
Ooh, I love the club. I'm sorry I'm not trying to do the voice, but I love a club sandwich.
That's fair.
I'm like an A, but I get it if you guys aren't.
I don't like ham, so it's further down for
me.
Yeah,
I'm like a D on
but
the club.
The ham is hidden with the bacon and the turkey.
The club is kind of how I feel about the Sloppy Joe, where it's like, it's fine, but is it better than anything else?
No.
How about BLT to D?
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Club
and oh my club. God, she's got a gun.
And club into C. C for
That's
club.
It. I've had it with you people. This was the last straw. I told myself I wasn't going to do this today. But...
Or Sloppy Joe could go down.
Sloppy Joe could go down.
Tragic shooting at a local radio studio.
I say the Joe goes down.
Over a report
the
card about sandwiches.
Because there's some
sloppy
bad Sloppy
Joe
Joes out there.
Belted into the room.
Next up, the meatball sub.
Oh, I like a
Sucks.
Oh.
Love them, but never get them.
We don't have anything in A+.
I'm thinking an A+ plus or an A.
I agree with Sue. That's an A+. Plus.
I mean,
that's an A+. Plus.
Think about
I lived on those my senior year of college.
Yum. Cheese.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyone okay. hate the meatball subs?
Some of us no. PB&J, some of us ramen, Dave Murray, meatball subs.
I lived on Beef Wellington.
I'm an A, not an A+. Plus, but...
All I ate was full lobsters.
Put it next to the cheese.
I barely made it by on Crown Roast.
Okay. Put grilled cheese in A+. Plus. I don't care.
With See a if pickle? She cares. She doesn't care.
I was only able to eat rack of lamb. That's all I could afford.
Next up.
Oh, I got so sick of lobster.
Don't knock it.
Pulled pork sandwich.
Yum.
I love it, but it can be dry.
If it's good, yeah. If it's good, it's real good.
Yeah. If it's bad, it's not good.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm just picturing the best representation
yeah.
of all
yeah.
these.
All right,
I'm an A.
Yeah,
I'm an A on that.
Yeah, yeah, we can A for the PP.
Let's do it.
I'll agree with that.
Remember whenever Close wanted you to make him brisket because he thought that brisket was pulled pork?
Are
and
you
then
kidding
he was,
me?
Then he was ungrateful when he
Are
gave him brisket.
Brisket is infinitely harder than pulled pork. I stayed up all night on Christmas Eve and made that mofo brisket.
It took you days.
And then delivered it.
And delivered it to him, and he opened it up, and he's like, oh. Is this brisket? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, isn't it all shredded? I'm like, that's pulled pork, you moron. He's like, oh, okay. Well, this is good. I'm sure this is good. I'm like,
oh, God. It was the ungratefulness that really got me.
Here's 75 cents for your trouble.
Let me pay your gas money.
I threw in an extra quarter.
It was literally
here's a quarter.
It was literally $300 in 3 days of my life.
Here's a quarter,
and
brother.
His Christmas family dinner.
I didn't go to bed Christmas Eve.
Oh,
I was dead all day Christmas. Is this brisket? Yeah, it's brisket.
How does a man his age not know what brisket is? I don't even know what to say to
just
that.
Just say the name, Sue. Just
oh,
say
yeah.
the name,
all
and
right.
we'll know
it's
why.
It's all coming back to me.
Next up.
So we have three spots left,
cents.
And one is an A+, plus, and the other two are an F, just so you know.
Avocado okay. toast.
F.
F.
I love it, but
F.
I get why.
Yeah.
I love
overdone.
It, but the connotations overdone. Will take it down to
is
F.
Is it even a sandwich?
Is it open-faced sandwich?
It's no. open, open.
Put some
face.
Bacon on it.
Mm. Open bacon. Face is not a sandwich. There, I said it.
I agree 100% with Andrew.
Put it
okay,
on bread.
Okay, don't put it up. Don't put it up. I've got more.
Well we need an F.
We need
an F.
All right.
I take it back. Open face is a sandwich.
A good old-fashioned steak sandwich.
F as well, because we don't have that many spots left. No, I'm kidding.
I like there's only two, so you may as well
I
say
like it.
It.
Yeah,
what's
we
the other one?
Sandwich? What's the other?
I have... Po' boy,
A plus.
And I have
ooh, I like
a breakfast sandwich. Anything with egg.
I would put that. Mm,
oh, man.
None of those deserve A+. Plus.
I like a po' boy, though. Those are
oh,
delicious.
A good breakfast sandwich does.
Yeah.
Top of the line breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
With bacon and egg.
On a croissant.
I don't know. They get cold
bagel.
So fast.
I'll put po' boy and steak sandwich above breakfast sandwiches, personally.
Me too. Me too. Andy.
Are we sure we want a fried chicken sandwich in B?
No.
Yeah, I can go
Do
down.
You want to move her down?
I mean, I was thinking like A+. Plus.
Oh.
Oh.
Now that it's all laid out in front of me, I'm like,
What about the club?
Here we could do.
Club could go down to F.
Hey, what about a hot dog, guys? Am I right? That's
yeah.
like a sandwich.
I was going to put hot
clam,
dog on, but we didn't have time
a
for the
clam
controversy.
Sandwich.
Okay, Dave.
A clam sandwich.
Okay, you said it. We get it.
Those are awesome.
We all understand what you're saying. How about a bearded clam sandwich
oh,
with a
gosh.
Side of...
No.
Sue Thomas
Howard
just
Johnson's,
died.
No, Howard not. Johnson's clam sandwich?
It's a real...
Top of the line.
Okay, this is as horny as I've been in a month.
So fried chicken sandwich is now an A+. Tony is making some power moves, and I like it.
Yep.
He put breakfast sandwich
of the house.
In B.
He does best.
And he's putting the PBJ an F.
I'll take it.
And we're going to do this. Sue.
We're putting the BLT in D.
Oh, people.
If I ever dirty talk someone again, I'm starting with Howard Johnson's clam sandwich.
How's that look to everybody?
Let's see. In F, Andrew, do you mind scooting for
I'm
me?
So sorry.
You're fine. In F, we have avocado toast and PB&J. In D, BLTs and sloppy joes. In C, the steak sandwich and the club. In B, the breakfast sandwich of your choice, French dip. Wow. In A, the meatball sub, Senior Dave Murray's most consumed food. The pulled pork sandwich and an A+, plus, the grilled cheese and
See,
fried
that, that
chicken.
That takes on a whole different connotation now when you say Senior Dave.
Senior.
We did it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.